Ah, well, Mido the guru has knocked the wind out of the sails of my old mate Laurie here because it's not going to be cold in Canberra tonight. Hello, Mido.
G'day, boys. How are you, mate? I thought it'd be down somewhere, you know, 2 degrees, minus two, but you've just ruined my night.
Yeah, look, I was a bit concerned, Loz, because I've got to go from Canberra tonight to Townsville tomorrow, so I'm thinking I'm just going to crack from the temperature extreme, but it's going to be 9 degrees, a low of 9 in Canberra tonight, so it's not going to be so bad.
This time of year.
Right. Yeah.
$1.85, the Canberra Raiders playing some good footy up against the Cronulla Sharks, who are... They just, you've got to beat them. They won't beat themselves at $2.
This is going to be one of the great games of round 14, yeah. You would expect. And look, I'm going to tip the Sharks. I guess it's a bit of an upset there. I'm loath to tip against Canberra the way they're playing at the moment. But I just think with the way the Sharks are playing, and I'm really excited by the combination of Wade Graham and Bronson Sherry. You know, just Graham back from that long-term injury and his ability to create opportunities for Sherry, who scored 6 tries in his last 3 games, I think is really exciting for the Sharks. And I just think they're a really tough team. Plus, there's some really compelling stats about the Sharks playing in Canberra. Now, you might remember, Loz, that game back in 2012, that semi-final when Papali and Gallen went toe-to-toe on a number of occasions there. Well, the Sharks haven't lost since that game down there. So they've won 6 in a row. At GIO Stadium. And you've got Jared Croker and Josh Papali, the only Canberra players who have played in a winning team against the Sharks at GIO Stadium. To me, that adds up to a Cronulla win. But you know,
where's your Canberra hoodoo, by the way? They've won Canberra 6
hoodoo.
In a row.
I don't know where the Canberra hoodoo is. We must have a hoodoo. We had the hoodoo over the Dragons.
Oh, you've got a few.
Yeah, you did, yes.
That was broken.
That was broken.
But anyway, we'll start the hoodoo tonight. Okay. One in a row, TK. One in a row.
You like Canberra at $1.85. The Gold Coast Warriors. The Gold Coast up against the Warriors. How can you watch this?
I was
$2 the Gold Coast, the Warriors $1.85.
Thinking of a way to describe this game, and you've heard of your irresistible force and your immovable object. Well, I reckon this is like your inconsistent force up against your enigmatic object here.
Can I ask you a question? Which team do you trust the most?
That is a good question. That is a really good question. Like, I think I've got the Titans wrong the last 3 weeks. Mm. And I'm probably the same with the Warriors as well. They're just so hard to pick. The Warriors have got an extraordinary record against the Titans, something like 15 wins from their last 17 games. But last year, the Titans scored their biggest win of the year against the Warriors at Cbus. They're looking pretty good. Their attack, particularly down the left side, Brian Kelly's been in great form and Copley's been picking up lots of tries. Don on the other side as well. Between them, they scored 16 tries for the season, those two. So I think the Titans can win.
Titans for you. All right. Next game, Cowboys and the West Tigers up there in Townsville, Friday night, 7:55 kickoff. Cowboys favourites, $1.62. Tigers, $2.35. Outsiders.
I lean to the Cowboys in this one, although they do have a long list of injuries with Jordan McLean added to that last week with a hamstring injury. Jordan Kahu a chance of playing for the Cowboys. I'll tip the Cowboys at home. The Tigers were just really disappointing against Canberra last week. It just didn't look as though they knew where they were going to get points from.
No, you're right. But the Tigers have got a habit of, when they get hammered,
Bouncing back.
So I don't know which way to go in that game. What about the Storm and the Knights? This should be a beauty down there in Melbourne. $1.35, that might be a bit too short for my liking. $3.30 outside is Newcastle. I can entertain that.
Well, they've won their last 6, Newcastle, but stern test.
Yeah, look, $3.30 for a team that's won 6 in a row. That's a big price, isn't it?
And Kalyn Ponga and Mitchell Pearce in a team.
And they're back for the Knights. Ponga's back for the Knights. Look,
Clemmer.
It's going to be a fabulous game. Another blockbuster game for round 14. Canberra Sharks, the first one, and this one. You know, I think they're pretty hard to split, although you'd have to go with Melbourne, so reliable, just so dependable, and particularly at Amy Park. I'll lean to the Storm, but I reckon it'll be a tight one.
Could you entertain the line?
I reckon I could for sure, particularly, you know, with the Pearce-Ponga combination, for sure.
Righto, Rabbitohs and Penrith. Oh, geez, this is a good game too, $1.52. Favourite South Sydney. Penrith have won 3 in a row, $2.60. Outsiders, and obviously there'll be a bit of sort of talk around Cody Walker coming up against Maloney and Cleary.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting clash. The thing about this game, though, is that the Rabbitohs are missing Burgess times 2, no Thomas and no Sam. And the big one, I reckon, is Adam Reynolds not there for South. They've won only three of their past 14 games without Reynolds. It's about 50-50 without Sam Burgess, but it's Reynolds who was the most important one for South. And the Panthers, they've started to get a bit lucky. They met Manly without two Trebojeviches and Cherry Evans a couple of weeks ago. They met the Roosters without Mitchell and a handful of others, Wairia Hargreaves, etc., last week. And now they'll meet South without three key players. So I think the Panthers can win.
Panthers at $2.60. The outsiders, wow. There you go.
They were good last week.
They're starting to come into some form
as
well.
But it was the Roosters without a few of their big guns.
It was still the Roosters.
Yeah, it was still the Roosters. Yeah, that's right. And, they were good. They were good. Oh, looking forward to it. There's great personal clashes everywhere there.
Parramatta and the Broncos. The Broncos outsiders, $2. $1.85 Parramatta at home, though.
Parramatta at home, Look, I think the Broncos will be really disappointed with their performance against the Titans last week. We have to remember, too, that the Broncos field the youngest team in the NRL, so you're going to get those performances from time to time. They're going to be a little bit up and down. But I think they're good enough to beat the Eels.
I like the Broncos in that game. I think it's good value, $2. Manly up against the Dragons. Manly at home, $1.55. Dragons, $2.50 outsiders.
Yeah, hard one to pick, and I'm going to go the upset here as well. I'm going to go Dragons to win this. I just really like the combination of Norman and Hunt last weekend against Canterbury. I know it was only Canterbury that they beat, but they ended a long losing streak, the Dragons, and they'll get some confidence back. They're playing at Lotto Land, but they do have a good record against Manly, and I think the Dragons can win it.
All right. At $2.50, the Sydney Roosters are short against the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs have only had three wins for the entire year, $5.50 outsiders.
They haven't beaten too many quality teams either, the Dogs, so I think the Roosters will be ready to open up on this one and record a big win. And a couple of players, particularly Luttrell, will be keen to make a point, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon you're right there, Mido. I think he'll be hungry.
He could have a barnstorming time, couldn't he?
Well, he could have as good a game as he did against the West Tigers about a month ago. But there was some talk that they were going to rest a couple of players, the Roosters, but that doesn't look like that'll be the case now that they've lost three in a row.
Boyd Cordner was going to be rested, but I think Trent Robinson's said to him, well, we need you, and Boyd's... he's not going to stand down if he doesn't have to.
No, he's as tough as they come.
No, you're exactly right. So you've gone, hopefully found some value there over this round of
couple of
football
upsets.
Matches.
Couple of upsets. I think Cronulla tonight.
And the Penrith
Dragons,
Panthers. Panthers at 260 and the Dragons at 250. So they're your big upsets. And the minor one being tonight, the Sharks away from home. And you're saying the Sharks have won their last six matches in Canberra.
In Canberra, yeah.
It doesn't worry me.
Look, he's got his green.
He's got
the lime green shirt on.
Concerned.
No, I'm not concerned.
Good on you, Mitter.
Good on you, boys.